And we are joined on the phone now by Dr. Mark Pereira. He's a professor of epidemiology and community health at the University of Minnesota School of Public Health. Good evening, Dr. Pereira. Thanks for being here with us tonight.
My pleasure.
Well, we wanted to talk to you because I saw recently that the value of the Mediterranean diet was once again confirmed in a study that involved thousands of participants in Spain, and it was published recently in the New England Journal of Medicine, and the results were so powerful that the research was halted early because it was believed that the control group was being unfairly deprived of its benefits. So could you explain a little bit about what the Mediterranean diet is and what it includes?
Yeah, so the Mediterranean diet has several important characteristics, and one of them is that it's very high in vegetable oils. In particular, the trademark oil of the Mediterranean diet is the olive oil, and that's important because it's going to be high in monounsaturated fat, which is thought to be good for reducing heart disease risk. It's also rich in things like nuts and seeds and beans, so things that have a lot of protein, fiber, and also the healthy types of fat. Some of the Mediterranean diets are pretty commonly include fish and white meat, so maybe not as much of the red meat. And then the other feature is wine, usually red wine, and moderation that goes along with that diet.
Okay. What does the diet specifically not include that we Americans might eat a lot of?
So what you're not going to find a lot of in the Mediterranean diet is we tend to think about, you know, some of the regions like Italy and so forth as perhaps having a lot of pasta, but the traditional Mediterranean diet does not include a lot of pasta, potatoes, and rice. You're not going to see as much starch. You're not going to see things like soft drinks or fast food. And it's not going to be too high in the red processed meat that you would see in the Western diet.
Okay. Would you please describe the study that was published recently in the New England Journal of Medicine and, you know, what were the researchers studying and what they found?
Yeah, so this was a massive undertaking. The study went on for about 5 years before it was stopped. They included about 7,500 adults between the ages of 50 and 80, and they put them in, they randomly assigned them to three different diets. One was what you might call like a standard low-fat control diet, and they got educational advice on how to follow that. And the other two diets were the Mediterranean diet that I had just kind of described as the key features of the Mediterranean diet. So they attended educational sessions on how to follow that type of a diet. But then the other interesting thing about this study is that one of the groups of about 2,500 people on a Mediterranean diet were giving a liter of extra virgin olive oil every week. So they were provided with that. And then the other group was given mixed nuts. They were, peanuts, almonds, and walnuts, if I remember correctly. So they're actually given those for the 5 years to include in their diet.
So a liter of olive oil a week?
Yes.
That's a lot of olive oil, and that turned out to be healthy.
Right. So the recommendation on the Mediterranean diet with the olive oil is to have at least 4 tablespoons a day. So I don't think that the individuals were going through a liter per week, but I think they wanted to give them, you know, the option of including it in recipes and so forth, and maybe sharing it with their family.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do a lot of cooking yourself with this Mediterranean style diet, you actually, it's not too difficult to go through a liter of olive oil a week.
That's true. I do know that because I do cook a lot with that, but still, it sounds like a lot. Well,
yeah.
So what did the results, I understand from my reading that they actually stopped the research early because they thought the control group was at such a significant disadvantage.
Yeah, so the results were actually quite striking. So that what they were looking at was the heart attacks, strokes, whether or not you died from them, and also, you know, also, of course, some of the people died from major cardiovascular events like strokes and heart attacks. And so the groups that were following the Mediterranean diet had a 30% reduction in the rates of these cardiovascular disease endpoints. the heart attacks and stroke over the 5 years. It was actually a very strong effect in terms of these types of studies. It's something that you might see, you know, from studies of some of the drugs, like statin drugs for lowering LDL cholesterol. You'll see effects this large. But they actually saw it in this study with the Mediterranean diet. So they decided that the results were so clear that they had their answer and they didn't need to keep actually doing the study.
Okay. So the control group was on supposedly a low-fat diet?
Right.
But that turned right. out to not be as beneficial.
Right, and that's actually another thing that's been shown in a number of studies, especially in the recent past, that if you're focused on just reducing the total amount of fat in your diet, and a lot of those types of diets will replace the fat with different types of carbohydrates, sometimes they'll be higher in sugar and so forth, and that has really been shown to not be beneficial for cardiovascular disease, because you're actually also reducing some of the fats that are good for you, like the plant fats, like olive oil and polyunsaturated fat, and you're replacing that with some things that actually might not be as good. So that's what they showed in this study, once again.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Pereira, would you explain in layperson's terms why the Mediterranean diet is so much healthier?
So actually, I think that the Mediterranean diet is just one of many examples of an entire dietary pattern in a cultural context that's really beneficial for a number of reasons, and I'm sure there's a lot of things going on that we don't quite understand yet. But I talked about the types of oils that are in the diet, the plant oils and the fish oils, and they're shown to improve cholesterol in the bloodstream as well as lower blood pressure. And then the diet tends to be rich in things that are higher in fiber and soluble fibers, which have also been shown to improve cholesterol and blood sugar and blood pressure. And then the other thing is there's typically some moderate wine consumption, and many different types of alcohols, including wine, have been shown to be quite beneficial for preventing cardiovascular disease. And I think one of the main mechanisms there might be reducing the way that the blood clots, so you're less likely to have a blood clot, which would lead to heart attack or stroke. But the key thing about the wine is it's not recommended to people who don't drink because of the hazards of drinking too much wine. We wouldn't want to promote that. So usually the recommendation is if you're drinking in moderation, that's okay if you're already doing it, but don't have too much.
Well, it sounds like a pretty great recommendation.
Yeah, I think so.
So in the couple of minutes we have left, Dr. Pereira, how can you give us some tips of how people can start to make a shift to this sort of diet as easily as possible?
Yeah, well, dietary shifts, especially in our Western culture, are extremely, extremely challenging. So, you know, I'm not sure I have, you know, a really good quick answer to that question, but looking at reading up on this type of a diet that's mostly based on fruits and vegetables and plant oils and nuts and lean meat, and thinking about, well, what am I doing right now? What am I cooking right now? Where am I eating? And how could I start to try to make some changes so it's more in line with this healthier way of eating? For example, the types of oils that I buy, the types of oils that my food are cooked in, how much fish do I eat, and then the beans and whole grains and fruits and vegetables. So you sort of have to look at the whole package, and it's not easy to do. But I think one key point of advice that I could maybe leave you with is it's particularly challenging to have a healthy diet that's along the lines of some of the Mediterranean components if you eat out at restaurants and go out to lots of fast food type venues. Then it's going to be really, really challenging. So the idea is to try to do more of the shopping at the higher quality grocery stores and cooking at home, but I understand that's also a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Pereira, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think this was some really good questions, and I hope it was helpful.
It was. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Mm-hmm. That was Dr. Mark Pereira. He's a professor of epidemiology and community health at the University of Minnesota School of Public Health.